Welcome back to season three, the search for season two. Do I add the echo in after?
Is that going to get old, the search for season two thing? Is that going to get old?
Never.
Depends on how many episodes we actually have in season three.
Or it depends how many times we mention Leisure Suit Larry afterwards.
Okay,
that doesn't get old.
Allowed to make fun of Sierra games from the late 80s and early 90s.
I wasn't making
fantastic.
Fun of the games.
Leisure Suit Larry, Quest for Glory, my personal favorite, King's Quest, Space Quest, King's Quest, Police Quest.
This guy's excited. I should say before we get too far, though, welcome to the Nerdcast.
Hooray!
I don't know. Aaron's here.
Hello.
She didn't have a lot of enthusiasm.
Plants vs. Zombies again.
What's up?
No tiara this time.
There we go. You got Tyler.
Sweet Red Wings jersey.
I do like her Red Wings shirt. And Tyler.
Hello.
Adam.
Good morrow.
Good morrow, Abbott.
Good morrow.
Hey, Abbott.
Hate that guy.
And Adam, obviously, followed with the little bit more on the good morrow. And myself, Iggy. I feel like I'm getting the echo naturally right now for some reason. I don't know what's going on. We are toying around with some new equipment here, so.
Everyone wants to know about that.
Well, I need an excuse if it does come out sounding terrible.
Fair enough. That's that trick. You set those
expectations
low.
Right.
Set that bar low, baby.
That's like when people come over and you clean your house, and when they get there, you apologize about how dirty everything looks. That way they're like, oh, they don't normally live like filthy people. Okay, that's good.
No, that's why they're like, oh, no, it looks great. And so then you're all like, oh, I'm happy because they complimented my house.
Right.
Because they wouldn't say anything unless you initiated
that
comment.
Oh, yeah. That works, too.
I know how this works.
Are you fishing a little bit, Iggy? Are you fishing? Fishing for some compliments?
Aaron did work on the house today.
We told you last time we were here how nice your house was.
Okay.
Eh.
So we were, I don't know if this stalling for the lack of going into a specific area to talk?
I know what to talk about.
What do you want to talk about, Aaron?
It has to do with me.
Oh, fantastic.
Project Lex.
No.
Going to California.
So I got to talk to Jason Trost this week. And pretty sure that interview is up. And it's fantastic, said Iggy. So if you guys want to talk about things sounding awesome.
An interview with you?
It's the interview, yes, with me. I happen to be talking to Jason Trost. So just
happen to be happening.
I mean, those are big things.
J-Tro. I do want to mention in the interview, he mentions that they call him somebody has called him Jason Trask. And he said Trask Industries. And Aaron proceeded with an awkward laugh.
Apparently I suck at life.
And I asked Aaron, do you know what he was referencing there? And what did you said something like, it's like in his one movie. I don't remember.
I mean, was he making an assumption where Project Nerd and someone who's interviewing someone from Project Nerd would know what Trask Industries is? Or
Considering the fact that Adam and I were discussing this too, Lucas Till, who is a frequent appearance, frequent appearances in Jason Trost movies, is also Havoc.
Havoc. Yep.
And he is going to be in the new X-Men that does feature Trask Industries, so just saying.
Ties it all together.
And Sentinels.
Yes. She has been alerted that is a Sentinel
is a thing.
Reference.
That's a thing. And a thing
of
with
which she should be aware.
Peter Dinklage?
Is playing Trask.
It's amazing how that gets
Peter
attention.
Peter Dinklage is playing Jason Trask in Days of Future Past. Look at all brought for us. She's now it's something that she has to be interested in. Oh, she was just sitting there like staring at the thing, like despondently ignoring our nerdiness. And then she's like, oh, there's a name I know.
Yeah, but I like Peter Dinklage. I have a huge crush on him.
Or a little crush.
I saw that coming.
Really?
He had to go there, didn't you?
Really? I hope you're not listening to this,
too,
Peter Dinklage.
Too soon? I don't know.
He's too cool.
Says the shortest guy in the room.
Whatever. That's probably true.
How I compensate.
Centerman's coming.
So before we got started, we were talking a little bit about the Screen Actor Guild Awards, the Academy Award nominations, the Golden Globe winners, and now Tyler's. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, we were also talking about Thomas Crown Affair in this particular song, which is
I forgot
Scrubs
to mention
right now, so.
That we do have Scrubs on again in the background.
And I was telling everyone it's the Christmas episode from the first season, and Center Man, the song I really enjoy, is going to come when Turk is running to find the girl in the park because she had mentioned that she went to go see the tree and things like that. I really like this episode, and I really like the song Center Man.
Considering he is
good stuff.
a well-educated, intelligent surgeon, he was able to connect the dots, to figure out where she was, that she mentioned she had been at the tree every night that week.
Yeah. It helped him refind his Christmas spirit.
Scrooge McDuck. So,
what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Were you trying to make like a Mickey Mouse
Scrooge
Christmas
one?
Carol like reference?
Yeah,
and then
the Mickey Mouse
Scrooge's up
one
and...
where Donald Duck plays Scrooge and they call him Scrooge McDuck.
No, Scrooge McDuck plays Scrooge.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Donald Duck plays his nephew.
Whatever.
Because he is his nephew.
Yes. See, that's why I needed you to speak up there instead of just sitting there acting like I was
Scrooge
an idiot.
Scrooge McDuck is an actual character.
Okay.
Like DuckTales.
Well,
the richest duck in all of Duckburg. He has a money bin that he goes and swims in the money.
Aaron, can you do the awkward laugh for me, please?
Say, Scrooge McDuck's a
no,
big
you
deal.
Don't know this?
I do, but
there,
I forgot.
He had his own comic book that's been running since, like,
are you kidding
like
me? You're going to make the reference about how stupid I am because I don't know Trask Industries.
Life is like a hurricane,
and you don't even know,
I know
DuckTales.
What DuckTales are.
Race cars and lasers and aeroplanes.
I
Some
know
Some would
this.
Call it a duck blur.
Just because I made a stupid statement and Tyler ran with it.
Yeah.
I have all DuckTales on DVD. I like DuckTales. That was my favorite show.
It's a good show.
We don't have DuckTales. We have Tailspin.
DuckTales. Was it Legend of the Lost Land?
We have some Darkwing Duck.
Or they have the Genie.
Something like that.
Chippendale.
When are they going to come out with Gummy Bears on DVD? Because
they have it on DVD.
Well, I need to see it because I haven't seen it since I was a 5-year-old.
And there's a reason for that.
No, that's a good show.
It's fantastic.
What are you doing?
They were dashing and daring, courageous and caring.
It was no Darkwing Duck or Chippendale, Rescue Rangers, or Animaniacs.
Can you sing the song for me?
Probably the best theme song of all those cartoons.
I just know, like, dashing and daring, courageous and caring.
Yes. Gummy bears.
Dum, 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 da, with stories to share, gummy bears. Bouncing here and there and everywhere. Yeah.
Thank you.
High adventure, that's beyond compare.
That's a win.
They are the gummy bears.
What was the...
If you want to know any of the theme songs from any of the shows that aired on the Disney Channel in the early 90s, I'm your guy for that. I can do Chippendale, Rescue Rangers.
Chippendale.
No, I didn't even have cable. They used to play that on
some
the...
Some crimes go slipping through the cracks.
I'm liking this episode already. And I'm not referencing the Scrubs that's on television, although I do love that as well.
Are picking up the tracks. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call. And then you do that part.
Chippendale.
Wow.
Still your thunder.
Yes, a
Gadget.
Bit.
Sorry,
Monterey
about that.
Jack and Zipper.
So let's run with this for a little bit. What is our childhood favorite? Where's the cartoons at? What do we love? Besides the ones obviously that we already mentioned.
Well, if we're throwing those in there, the Disney ones, you also have to throw in Tailspin.
Yeah.
We have it over there on the shelf.
Okay. And then you also have to throw in Darkwing Duck.
I have it over there on the shelf.
Yes.
Do I need to pause and replay what we were just talking about 2 minutes ago?
No, we're good.
Were you staring at Scrubs, Tyler?
For me, it's
probably singing a theme song.
Off the Disney Channel and onto regular TV. I mean, it's
not everybody could afford the Disney Channel when it was still a paid for channel, Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't even have Disney Channel in my town because I lived out in the middle of nowhere for a long time.
That's right.
Finally,
call your local cable provider.
No, they used
Disney.
To play it every day on the after school cartoons because.
But when I got the Disney Channel, they would rerun them all the time. Yeah, but...
This is back in the day when there were kids like us all across the country who could only get a few channels. And we would go home as soon as we could at 3 o'clock. We'd get there so we could see all of Eek the Cat and all of Gargoyles.
Gargoyles was solid.
Gargoyles was a winner.
Let me tell you how big a deal was it when my town got Nickelodeon when I was a kid. That was a big... I remember going to my cousin's house being like, why don't I have this channel?
I need this in my life.
That'll age you. I remember watching the very, very first episode of SNICK ever. Well, not SNICK, like the very, like when SNICK started. It was a whole Saturday Night Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Man.
That was
Secret
the
scary for me. I didn't
Secret World
that.
Of Alex Mack, which is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yes.
All that.
I do love.
Mm-hmm.
I do love
the very
her,
first
like,
episode, very first night
are
the
you
Nick
afraid
Tunes
of the dark?
Premiered, so like Doug and Rugrats.
And Aaron
Zanzo.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy actually was...
Nope.
It moved
it was one
to,
of the three Nicktoons, though.
Yeah, it was, right. But it had been out well before Nicktoons started.
Oh, whatever.
It aired originally on, like, MTV, I think.
Well, and
it was another Viacom company.
Then it aired,
a less censored version. Like, if you see the original actual episodes of Ren and Stimpy, they are not something you could have played on Nickelodeon.
No, yeah, they're pretty horrible.
Horribly awesome.
It's not for kids.
I'm not sure that the new ones are for kids either.
And then when Warner Brothers went through their kind of renaissance after Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Steven Spielberg decided he wanted to do more animation.
Animaniacs.
Which gave us, well, first they gave us Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yeah, Tiny Toon Adventures.
To kind of, as a practice run. And then we got Animaniacs and Freakazoid, which I loved. A lot of people remember that.
No,
Huggies.
Who didn't love Freakazoid?
On the shelf, too.
And then obviously spun off Pinky and the Brain.
Freak of me.
With Rob Paulsen and Maurice LaMarche.
What about The Tick and Earthworm Jim?
God, I love that video game. The cartoon was okay. The Tick cartoon on Fox, though, was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Hold on. Let's jump over to some adult cartoons, because when I was a kid, these were adult cartoons, because they were on the MTV. Are you guys Daria fans or Beavis and Butthead fans?
Daria.
Daria, obviously. I love Beavis and Butthead. I liked all because they, well, they had the whole they had that whole se-
really?
Well they yeah. had that whole segment on MTV with Liquid Television. So you got Aeon Flux, you got
which the movie
I don't
was.
Know if you're gonna do oh,
that
adult
movie was terrible
atrocious
it was bad if you Super do bad. Adult cartoons around that time Dr. Katz was fantastic The Critic I loved
it's
and there's one that I there's one that just sticks in my head has for years and years and it was a good cartoon. But it was super risque, I guess would be the word you'd use for it. And I would stay up at night and sneak out to watch it was Spawn, the animated series on HBO. Yeah. Wow.
Super risque or just downright not appropriate
I mean,
for children?
Not appropriate
not
for appropriate
children.
It was like
anybody
the first time
under
I remember
18.
Being like seeing a cartoon and being like, oh, you can do that with cartoons?
you can
put naked women on the television?
There's blood in the cartoon universe? That
was,
much blood?
It was more the naked women than anything. I mean, I think, probably... 12
well,
at the time,
honestly,
13,
if
14.
You're watching Aeon Flux, it's not like she was very much covered up.
Spawn took it to a whole nother level.
It's hard to say, though,
because
at that point, you had heavy metal had been out at that point.
The only but that's way I didn't even know that existed at this time. That's way before my time.
Thanks to my neighbors.
Yeah. Now, I've since seen heavy metal many, many times, but the closest we'd had to that was, I guess, cartoon would have been, what's that... terrible Johnny Depp movie. Cool World?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Johnny Depp? Is he the one in that?
No.
Brad Pitt.
Cool World.
Gabriel Byrne.
Kim Basinger.
I like Cool World.
What was the other cartoon that I loved, which was also... Oh, USA had Duckman. Do you remember Duckman, which
yes.
is now Xander?
Yep.
Oh, that was awesome.
I believe that
Corn-fed,
made it to...
Duckman.
Oh, did it make it to... was it Adult Swim for a while, Duckman?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know where... Then somebody was airing it recently. And when I mean recently, it's been like 8 years since I've had cable, but in the past 8 years, I guess.
What other cartoons were good?
I mean, my go-to for probably favorite cartoon when I was a kid would have been X-Men.
Definitely.
I mean, the animated X-Men was unbelievable.
It's a good
I was more Spider-Man than X-Men, but I liked them both. I would make sure to get home to watch those two.
I'd take X-Men over Spider-Man in the cartoons and in the comics.
Yeah.
I'm saying now better. The X-Men cartoons, obviously, like if I go back and watch them, way better. Although they're on Amazon Instant Streaming for Prime members, and I tried to watch them. And those first few episodes of X-Men, it's still good, but the animation is crude at best.
I think they're on Netflix streaming, too.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Those first couple episodes are hard to get to. The first one revolves around Jubilee, like running away from her parents and getting attacked by Sentinels, and it's just corny and ridiculous.
With the morph in those first couple episodes there.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man did it for me. I was a Spider-Man.
They were very good.
By the time that cartoon came out, I had already started collecting Spider-Man comics and was a big Spider-Man fan. And they did really good storyline. Like, it was surprising. And, I mean, X-Men was the same way with, like, the Phoenix Saga and all the stuff with, like, the alien races and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Escaping me right now. But Spider-Man, like, attacking things like, you know, Secret Wars and the Black Suit Saga and that kind of stuff was really interesting.
How about we've been watching it. I think we brought it up last time, too. Batman Begins, again, on Netflix. We've been partaking in
Batman
that.
Batman Beyond, babe.
And Batman Begins. I've watched
that,
too.
Please take out the fact that I just called you babe.
You can call me babe.
That.
Everybody else does, too.
Nobody else calls you
babe. No one has ever called you that.
Whatever. Adam just said it.
He was saying that no one is. Never mind. You know what? Batman Beyond was good.
I can edit
this. I've been watching because the first few seasons are on Amazon Instant Streaming. Over the last couple weeks, I watched all of Batman the Animated Series, which is quite possibly the greatest cartoon ever made. I don't know how we didn't mention it earlier, but from, like, what does that start? 90, 91 that it started on.
That's
just good. It was that whole, like, the art direction where they would paint everything on black backgrounds and, like, this weird out of time, like, Art Deco, but like with Zeppelins, and like he didn't really know when or where it was happening. This very weird. I mean, it was obviously influenced a lot by Tim Burton's Batman, and the reason that cartoon got made is because of how successful Tim Burton's Batman was. But that,
right?
And then you know Mark Hamill, who for a lot of people, especially our age, like he is the Joker.
Is Joker.
Like,
oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's all you got.
He's who the Joker is. I mean, obviously Jack Nicholson and whoever else, but Mark Hamill's voice is the Joker. Kevin Conroy is Batman. Like when
still
you
is often.
In my head when I hear Batman
still
talking,
is,
it's
right.
Kevin Conroy's voice. You know,
yeah, many of those the Warner Premiere animated movies still feature.
Oh yeah, I mean it's usually still
Batman. Yeah,
and then who was it? And then they later on after that got successful, they would do the 1 hour Batman Superman. So they do it.
That's what I was just about to reference. Mm-hmm. I love the
Tim
crossover special
with Tim Daly from Wings.
If you remember, Tyler, I actually did mention it, like one of the first three cartoons that I mentioned. Just saying.
Yeah, because no one listens to you, Aaron.
It's easier to listen to you if you're not playing Planes vs. Zombies.
Yeah, we just figured you weren't paying attention to us, so we quit paying attention to
it's
you.
It's true.
Oh,
setting down the iPad.
Oh, nobody wants to hear what I have to say.
Engaging with other human beings.
About to get super serial over here.
I don't have as much nerd knowledge as you, so I should just sit here and chime in when I feel like it.
I'm going to, since she was invested in the
Dynamite
iPad.
Dynamite drop in, Aaron.
And we talked about her interacting with humans now. I do have to make a switch us here a little bit. We watched Her last night.
So your wife sitting next to you playing Plants vs. Zombies made you think of Her.
You always
interacting
think
with
of
other
Scarlett
humans.
Johansson.
Oh, that's
kind
of.
Ooh,
I don't know what to think about.
Tyler
that.
And I are going
to
go
before I said that, I made reference that when Tyler made the comment of putting down the iPad, or it might have been Adam, I don't know. I think combination of their comments together was putting down the iPad. Human interaction that made me think of Her.
Combination of our comments is
should I do it?
Should always
should
happen,
I do
I
it?
So. It was a great segue.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
There we go.
We can give him that one.
I was waiting for him to point it out. I was waiting for him to point it out so that I could then make fun of it. But
I just figured that y'all should say it this time. I said it last episode. You could have the segue comment this episode.
I was going to let you fly with it. I was going to see if you could make the segue and then go on to the new topic without mentioning the fact that you just made an awesome segue.
I didn't mention it, so
I know, and
you're
really impressed
welcome.
With you.
That's all I want to say is you're welcome. Anyways, Her, the movie featuring Scarlett Johansson.
His voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Joaquin Phoenix.
Don't do that, please.
It was definitely interesting. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot. I would say it definitely has earned its spot in the Best Picture consideration for the nominee list for any of the award shows that have included it.
I just remember when they first expanded the field to 10, that everyone's like, there's never going to be 10 movies that are worthy of Academy Award nomination for Best Picture. And this year, I almost think there were too many good movies. There's so many movies that...
Yeah.
Six months ago, 3 months ago, we're talking about as this is Best Picture material, didn't even make the cut. Whether it's Inside Llewyn Davis, The Butler, there were so many movies.
This is the
end.
Yeah,
is Gatsby considered this year?
Since it came out in May, I would probably say.
Yeah, but I just realized that.
Let me see, May 2000.
Stop it.
Yep. That's this.
Hold on. Hold on. It's just that
2013. Wow.
So anyway, it's just that there have been so many fantastic movies, and I was just thinking about it because I remember that last year Gatsby decided, or the people who make Gatsby, they said, you know what, we're not going to come out in December because we don't think we have a chance with this year's Oscar runnings because last year's Oscars were so freaking fantastic.
Don't get me wrong, I like Baz Luhrmann. I like what they tried to do with it. I watched the movie, but having seen the movie now... It doesn't have a chance in any year's crop of movies.
Gatsby,
like, there's nothing about Gatsby that screams this is.
I agree.
I can't think of a year where the field would have gotten Gatsby in.
I think it's one of my favorite. Well, it's hard to say now because after seeing all these awards,
I loved it.
I think it could still.
I'm not
make
saying it wasn't good.
Good
I'm
movie.
Saying it's not
compared
best
to right compared to American Hustle and Dallas Buyers Club.
Not even compared
and...
to the movies this year. Compared to the movies last year.
Well, that's why they
that
waited because they thought that
the past,
maybe this crop wouldn't be as good.
It's not a Best Picture.
So you're saying they made a bad choice.
They should have
they
waited
would not
till
have won either year.
No. 2000. Yeah,
there is no year
there
that has
no way.
That has come nor will come where the Great Gatsby
don't,
was going to win.
Don't
that.
Get
no,
ahead
no,
of
no.
yourself.
That's not true. If we go back in years past, I think Gatsby could have won up against several movies.
Tell me a movie that's won Best Picture that Great Gatsby is better than.
Shakespeare in Love.
What was that
Lord
of the Rings movie?
Cut you.
What was the name of the Lord of the Rings movie? I don't care which one it was.
It was Return of the
Return
King.
Of the King.
And should've won. Shut your mouth.
Nope.
False.
Peter Jackson sucks.
First of all, everyone agreed that that End Oscar was given
Titanic.
Whoa.
Gatsby's better than Titanic.
Did you say Peter Jackson sucks?
She did.
You
turn off
already
microphone.
Know this about me.
I know.
Come on.
Add it to the mini list of other things that are amazing that you just hate out of spite.
She's like a hipster. She hates things that are universally loved.
Hey, everyone loves that. I better hate it.
I am totally not a hipster.
You probably don't even
That's
like
Forrest Gump.
The bottom of your pants are awful tight.
Yeah, you probably don't even like Forrest
that
Gump.
That beer can is pretty hipster looking-ish.
Yeah, nobody else is drinking a beer.
But, no, I'm saying, like, I'm not saying, that I'm not, I don't want to denigrate the movie. I just, it was great. It was good. Right. Great's a strong word. It was very good.
I felt like it was great.
I can't, it's not.
It was the best manifestation of one of the greatest novels of the 20th century.
It was, she's got a
it
point there.
It was a manifestation of
the
a great
best?
Novel.
Are you freaking kidding me? It was the, sorry.
Okay, first of all.
I'm gonna pretend like we're not having this conversation. Let's just chill out.
I love Leo as much as the next guy.
Everybody chill out.
He's no Robert Redford. All right.
True.
That is why I hated Robert Redford. Let's
because
not have
I'm laughing
Gatsby
out loud into the microphone because of where
this
is about
this
to go.
Conversation. Robert
yes,
Redford sucked so bad in that movie.
False.
I hated him.
That is an untrue
False.
Statement.
I thought Robert Redford was horrible. He had no emotion. If The Great Gatsby is supposed to be a character piece.
So Gatsby was cool and collected and didn't outwardly display emotions?
No, that was
interesting.
Like boring.
Interesting.
No, he was like...
Sounds a lot like the character of Gatsby, maybe.
Of Jay Gatsby, a guy trying to hide his illegitimate past and try to make new money and, you know...
Iggy's got his hand raised.
I'm going to have to say, if Tyler lets me get through this whole sentence,
Probably
I have to
not.
Say, as a huge fan of Robert Redford and somebody who gives Aaron plenty of crap for not being a fan of him, I do have to say that I feel DiCaprio was a better Gatsby.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say... I'm just saying Leo's no
I'm also going to say I'm also going to say that if I
Gatsby?
Was still to put together my top 10 list at this point, still have a few contenders to see, Gatsby would probably make my top 10 list. However, I do agree with Tyler in saying that when I look at any of the films we've had recently, that's not going
to
make
that
list.
Let's go back to
that's
couple,
not going
to
make the
Academy's
list.
Before they change it, does it make your top 5 list?
No, it's probably no, not. And it's not going to make my top 5 of this year either. I would probably put it in a 10
ish.
Maybe 9. I think it's going to probably go with 10. I still got to put this
obviously,
list together.
Obviously, Aaron enjoys this movie a lot more than we did, critics did, the Academy did, the American public did. So let's just leave it at that.
I guess I'm too cool. I don't know.
Hipster.
Right. In 5 years, when everybody starts liking that movie, Aaron's going to be really upset. And she's going to point back to this podcast. I liked it before it was cool.
But I will say, it wasn't even Baz Luhrmann's best movie. Like, Baz Luhrmann has made, well.
Says the man who absolutely loves
Moulin Rouge.
Okay, first of all, Moulin Rouge is a fantastic film.
So what is his best movie?
And
vastly, the point has
vastly outshines his attempt to make.
Everyone knows that Tyler's opinion no longer matters.
Who doesn't like Moulin Rouge? Wow.
Tyler's
who doesn't like Jim
Tyler's
Broadbent
feeling a little
in
bit
of
his own
glory
heat
singing
right
like
now,
a
though.
Virgin. What is not amazing about that?
How's it feel, Tyler? And get a little bit of what you dish out. Like, Aaron's throwing it right back at you tonight.
See, the thing is the difference between Aaron and I is whenever I make proclamations like this, I know I'm right. Whereas Aaron knows deep down that what she's saying is nonsense.
I do have to ask, what is his best movie then?
Oh, it's Moulin Rouge. Oh. And Strictly Ballroom's really good. I hated his Romeo and Juliet.
That's just hilarious, because Romeo and Juliet was pretty good, too.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you're talking about interpreting
the
literature...
If you want to talk about taking great movies and making them filth, let's talk about taking one of the greatest plays ever written and turn it into
one
filth.
One of the greatest
that
plays? I'm sorry, but I think that... either way, you know what?
Go on.
Yeah.
I'm done with this conversation.
You can't say you know
I'm
what.
I'm done with
and
this
stop
conversation.
Talking.
You know what? You're
he knows how to read. He knows how to read things and interpret them to be exactly what the author intended. Because Gatsby was, I feel like, if F. Scott Fitzgerald were to come to life today and see that movie, he would say, "Good job." Good job.
I'm looking at what would be considered his full length features, starting with Strictly Ballroom, Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, Australia, and The Great Gatsby.
Australia?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Aaron on this one. I think Gatsby is his best movie.
Nah, it's Moulin Rouge. Everyone knows this.
I'm sorry that you saw that in high school when you were at a special time and you just didn't know what was best.
You had a lot of feelings going on inside. You weren't sure.
Well, In honor of true hipsterism, let's ask the masses. Let's see who liked which movie better.
Well, we got a 7.4 for Gatsby on IMDb, and a 7.7 for Moulin Rouge.
Well, the masses have never been correct in my mind.
Yeah.
So.
I was going to try Rotten Tomatoes and then Metacritic and see.
Australia.
We'll check top critics to see people who know what they're talking about.
Australia's freaking awesome. You know what? I would say Australia is better than Gatsby.
Romeo
honestly.
And Juliet.
Australia was one
6.9.
Really good movie and great. Then one not so good movie.
Strictly Ballroom.
They decided they'd be stitched together.
We made two movies.
Well, that's probably true.
Two
actually.
Movies? There was like three or four in there.
There was a movie at the beginning that was really good.
Yeah.
And that movie got over.
They get them there. The kid's at the theater. It's all the rain's coming down. They meet in the street. Everything's happy. And then we go for another hour and a half. Yeah, I can kind of see where you're going with that. I did enjoy it. It does. I think it could have been better. I don't think it's better than Gatsby.
Probably not.
Let's not go back to Gatsby because my blood is just boiling right now.
Boiling.
With the whole Robert Redford conversation and him sucking balls so bad in that movie. It's not even funny.
All right. On Rotten Tomatoes, 75% of critics like Moulin Rouge and 90% of users liked it. Let's check Gatsby.
That's pretty good.
Drum roll, please.
75-90.
That's a tough to get.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Split.
I'm going to go with this.
This isn't Rotten Tomatoes. This is still
Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
And Great Gatsby. 68% of users and 49% of critics.
Ooh, that's a pretty substantial difference.
I guess people don't read.
We should have just stuck with the IMDb numbers there.
Well, I read. I own The Great Gatsby. It's on my bookshelf.
Have you read it, though?
My real bookshelf, yes. Multiple times. Okay. I do enjoy that book.
If it makes you feel any better, only 37% of critics liked Robert Redford's The Great Gatsby.
At least it's
the best of the under 50% Great Gatsby movies.
The under 50%.
And Laura and I talked about
it's
this.
It's less bad than the first one.
Right. We had this exact conversation.
And here's the problem. It's not bad. I'm sorry.
Well, I think.
Oh, wait. Tyler didn't mean to interrupt, did he?
Not me. Not me. Yeah, I got ideas. Yeah, obviously. I think the first one has a bigger issue with the overall movie, the director and the story, the way they try to tell that
so
story.
So what you're saying is that if Robert Redford would have had a better actor, or I'm sorry, a better director, he could have acted better.
Yeah.
So he can't act unless he has a director. Well I think
you
we proved our
well,
point
I mean, that's
pretty
much
every
that
Leonardo
that,
DiCaprio
don't,
is better than Robert
don't
Redford.
Don't make that. No. Okay, first of all, don't even start with that argument because I can point out whoever your favorite actor is of all time in a movie that had a terrible script or a terrible director. And you can make that, oh, they can't act because you're saying they can't act without
it. No, you see, the difference between you and I is that I can see true talent.
Yes. Virtuosity with Russell Crowe and
talent
Denzel
Washington.
Robert
Redford's not very good.
Or some of the straight-to-DVD movies I see at work every now and then. We're like, oh, these all guys look really good. Why haven't I ever... Oh, because it's probably straight-to-DVD and terrible.
Sam Rockwell is always great. And Tom Hardy...
Calm down.
Okay, first of all, your need to possibly bed these people in your imagination does not make them great actors.
Yes, it does.
Tyler has a point there.
I wouldn't want to bed Sam Rockwell if he wasn't so fantastic at acting.
You said he's in your top five.
Tom Hardy, on the other hand,
well,
he can legitimately
Tom Hardy could just walk around just in a circle in a movie and be like, oh, are we going to buy this one? He's just walking around in circles for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll
watch
that
with no shirt on.
Also, have you seen This Means War?
No, we have not subjected ourselves to that.
Well, I mean, Tom Hardy is the greatest actor ever. It doesn't matter how bad the script is.
And it does have Chris Pine in it, too.
And I love that Chris Pine, too.
Yeah.
It's really
and Reese Witherspoon.
I watched.
Talk about overrated.
And, okay, Reese Witherspoon's not that bad. Chelsea Lately's in it, though, and she is that bad.
There you go.
What's her name? Chelsea? Her real name.
I have no idea.
I can't think of her last name.
You know, I always said that Will Ferrell was one of the best actors ever. And I used to get laughed at that because he was a comedy actor. But then now we start seeing all this shit roll out and he's so damn good. Sorry for the bad words. Should I repeat it and say something less offensive?
He's not an award-winning actor still, though.
He will be.
No.
No.
But
someone realizes
but if there's anything
how awesome
that passes through, being like, first of all, sorry. There was a funny scene in Scrubs. I apologize. I was distracted. But comedies, I mean, almost any actor will tell you, regardless of where they got their start, comedy's way harder than drama.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the best dramatic performances ever put on screen were put on by people who were considered only comic actors. Look at Bill Murray when he went on to do things like Lost in Translation or Broken Flowers. Look at look at Jim Carrey when he went and did like Man in the Moon, or even it's kind of a comedy, kind of not.
Truman Show.
Truman Show. And then Will Ferrell when he does stuff like Everything Must Go, or I love Stranger Than Fiction, one of my favorite movies.
He also did, what was it, Winter's Passing? That was a little bit more dramatic.
It was, it had the name Winter in it, and it had Zooey Deschanel.
Winter's Passing.
Is that the name of it?
No, not that thing you said, that other thing with that same thing you said in it.
It was a bit more dramatic. She came back to visit her dying father, and he was like the weird, had been like a neighbor, like depressed, clinically insane guy who was just completely dramatic, crazy role.
Yeah, you can throw Robin or Williams in.
Robin
all
Williams,
those
1 hour photo.
Yeah,
or
that's what.
What is it? Best Dad in the World.
No, World's Greatest Dad.
Damn. That's some.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, even go there.
Gosh, yeah.
That's what I thought you guys were to say.
Giddy's
first.
In there. Oh, one hour photo was
a game changer. Yeah, did not see that one coming.
It kind of felt, kind of still creeped out by him because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Robin Williams, isn't that? Let's not watch it after dark.
Is it going to be the same color as the wall that he stands in front of all the time? Because that's really creepy.
Put on those creepy glasses again, because I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, they have that special slipcover now for the like release of that. That I saw last time was at Best Buy, and it's like solid colored. With like you can see like the outline of him and then the glasses on it.
Oh.
Like one hour photo. It's like, well, we'll not get that one. Put it on the shelf.
Right, that will haunt my mind.
The one time I don't want a slipcover.
Right.
Got quiet because Tyler's looking something up. So
I was just looking at. Actually, I was looking at Will Ferrell movies, but
I'll give you Will Ferrell's a good actor. I just think he's should be as praised as some of the other actors out there.
He's better than Tom Cruise.
He's no Tom Hardy.
Okay, well, Tom Cruise gets clearly a bad rap because of his crazy religion and some of the movies he made. But you go back to his like
able
early.
To admit that he wasn't that great, and he's only Tom Cruise and everything.
Yeah, same
I mean,
person. Top
the
down,
only
Days
thing
of
that
Thunder.
He can I the comment? Only thing
First
he changed
impossible.
In was Collateral.
First,
all good movies.
Can
great,
I comment?
Collateral. He was fantastic.
Can
but
I comment
that's
here?
It.
And you skipped over quite possibly the greatest performance of his career.
What?
Risky Business. Cocktail.
I was going to say she's...
Aw, really?
Actually, I was going
to... Can we watch that right
to
now,
be
please?
Seriously, though, if
show.
You want to say he always plays Tom Cruise, Tom Cruise, go watch Born on the 4th of July, because he's fantastic in
that's
that.
True. That's probably the best performance
can I comment
of
on
his
that?
Life, of his career. But he had a great director.
Do you want to comment?
Yes.
So, wait a minute.
Oh, no, but so that
wait,
matters
wait,
now
wait,
for
wait,
Tom Cruise.
Wait,
that
wait,
matters.
Wait.
But for other actors, it doesn't.
Because he's not a fantastic actor.
These two, and they're like... Were y'all separated at birth something? Are y'all like brother and sister here? Come on. So anyways, Tom Cruise, it's the same kind of feeling I have for him as the comment I made about George Clooney in my Gravity review. Is George Clooney gets away with playing George Clooney so much because you can believe George Clooney could be in any of those roles. So it's the same with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise could be some undercover action star. Tom Cruise could be some crazy criminal taxi guy gets in the back of your taxi. Tom Cruise could be this super suave, whatever. Same with George Clooney. He could be an astronaut. He could be a single dad in Hawaii. He could be the president-elect of the United States. I don't know. He could. So they can kind of get away with it.
I mean, just because guys are super famous and people want them in their movies to be the headliner and get paid tons and tons of dollars to make these movies doesn't make them bad actors just because they were in movies that you don't think that they did a lot of acting in. Because George Clooney is a fantastic actor. No, don't get me wrong. He made a lot of Ocean's movies, too. But he also
those are
made
good
things
movies.
Like Up
those
in the Air and The
That's
Descendants and Ides
also
of March. Tom Cruise, you know, made God knows how many Mission Impossible movies and how many more he will make. And he made
Mission Impossible
like
2 was
Jack
the
Reacher.
Only bad one.
At the same time, he was in, you know, Born on the 4th of July.
I like
Will
Jack
Smith,
Reacher.
One of the very first people to ever get paid $20 million a movie, you know, made some movies like Independence Day that maybe don't show his greatest range. But then he did something like I Am Legend. You're like, oh, man, that guy's got
some
chops.
This all started because I was saying that Robert Redford kind of sucks, actually. Quit disagreeing with me when I'm right.
Stop being wrong about things all the time.
I miss you, Bob.
Yes, if Bob was here, he would probably come in here and just say,
and be on
you
my
know
side.
What? That's that. That's what
well,
he
no matter, if we had start talking about movies and actors, Bob would take over.
Bob
and
wins.
And he would win. So
Bob always wins.
Bob's seen more movies in the last couple months than most of us are seeing in our lives.
And he'd let other
in this
people
group,
talk.
That's saying something.
I'm going to get my iPad.
Plants vs. Zombies. I'm done with this.
And cut that little 30-second clip there, but we'll leave this part so people are wondering what we cut out.
I almost forgot about Michael Clayton. I really like that movie.
That's a good movie.
Sorry, I'm stuck on George Clooney now. And Sirianni.
No.
Ooh, and Tilda Swinton.
Lots of people are good.
How do you say
Ides
Tilda Swinton?
March.
I love... Yeah. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Ides of March, but I really love Michael Clayton.
Oh, Ides of March was... That was one you want to talk about when they just did 9 and didn't do the 10. Kind of like this year was like... There could have been so many that it could have been that 10th that they nominated.
Right.
For that Best Picture. Ides of March should have gotten the Best Picture nod because it was a really good movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed that one a lot. That was one of the ones, one of the few movies that I bought at close to full price.
That was back in the day when I was still buying them at full price. So
yeah, I didn't do that.
I think George Clooney is an astronaut after watching Gravity. And Dr. Cox is riding by in the
I think he probably could
wheelchair.
Have been an astronaut.
Yeah, I think
seems so. Like he seems like a bright guy.
He's also that type of guy where I think he could just walk in right now and NASA would be like, yeah, we'll set up, even though we've kind of shut everything down, we'll set up something to send you up in space.
You want to go up to space? We'll make that happen, George. We got you.
He's got that, what's that meme where that guy, like the running guy with the face and it's like...
Ridiculously photogenic guy.
Yes, there you go. That's George Clooney. George Clooney's going to be like 90 and look the same and everybody's just going to be like, yeah, that was a great performance in that movie he just did. Gravity 10.
I haven't seen it. Can that have a sequel? Is that?
I don't think it warrants a sequel.
You're giving me spoilers, guys.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going back through it. Tom Cruise has had some really good movies.
I know.
Other than the ones that I've listed. Cocktail, I'm kind
of
mad at your
first
wife
of all,
now.
I don't know if you were joking about Cocktail, but that is one
I
of my favorite
I never said he was
Tom
bad. He's just not spectacular.
You pretty much specifically said that he was a bad actor. Who just,
I said he's
who
not
just benefited from a couple good directors.
He's just himself.
No, there's plenty of movies where he did not play just himself.
Should we just go get coffee?
The Firm?
Yes, please.
The
but
Firm,
tell him to stop because I don't even want
away,
to. I just want to play
Interview
Plans
with a
Zombies.
Vampire.
And you I just forgot about Interview with the
Magnolia.
Vampire.
Magnolia.
How do you forget about Interview with
I
the Vampire?
I never saw that because
it
was
the only
God.
Tom Cruise movie
boring.
I own. Last Samurai, which was eh.
Yeah.
Collateral. Lions for Lambs. That was
that was kind of weak yeah. sauce. I'm gonna be
Tropic
honest.
Tropic Thunder.
That was great.
That was
his role in that
he
was
definitely
great
didn't
too.
Play Tom Cruise in that one, Aaron. Bam!
As much as Aaron was excited about the last podcast, the dynamic of it, I feel like she's going to listen to this one and just be like, just everybody's all talking at once and arguing. It's, maybe I won't share this one this time.
That's not how...
I did spurn this argument. I'm sorry.
That's pretty much how our...
I know, and I brought it back up because I was...
How our conversations
normally
go. Oh, I'm going to set my mic down. You just... Talk amongst yourselves.
Then it gets all quiet when Tyler quits talking.
You didn't give us a topic, though?
Well, we've gone to cartoons. We've gone to now movies. What, let's just say since it started all of this, what is the best Robert Redford movie besides
Nothing?
The Natural?
The Natural, obviously.
Besides The
Horse
the Natural.
Whisperer.
President's Men?
All the President's Men?
Yeah.
I do love all the President's
what
Men.
What about Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Oh,
I
mean, that's God, a good that's one. Going too.
I know it's not his best movie. I love Sneakers, though.
I love Sneakers, too, a lot.
And, I mean, so if you haven't seen that one, go watch that movie. Really good. Andy does a good job.
I think he's looking
the Sting.
At you, Aaron. The Sting was the other one I was going to mention.
God, the Sting.
I would have a hard time behind The Natural. Is it The Sting? Is it All the President's Men? Or is it Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid? I don't know. They're all kind of tied for second. Maybe all kind of tied for 1B.
1B.
Yeah.
I think so.
Out of Africa?
The Best Picture winner, the year of Aaron's birth, by the way. I'm just going to mention that. The new Great Gatsby wouldn't have stood a candle to that one.
Well.
I was born in 1985, so...
I mean, he doesn't ever appear on screen, but his voice throughout A River Runs Through It kind of does it for me.
Yeah.
Getting excited there.
Right, and, well, if Scarlett Johansson, you know, people can talk about her getting stuff.
It's not
voice.
A great movie, but there's just something. I love the movie Spy Game with him and Brad Pitt.
Brad
it's not.
Pitt.
It's by no means great cinema, but it's really fun.
It's not bad cinema. How about The Winter Soldier?
I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
it's
going to
be Pierce. Alexander Pierce.
That's exciting.
Robert Redford. Because everybody, it doesn't matter.
90?
It doesn't matter. They signed.
Let's see. He was born in. He's not 90. Well, he was born in 36.
That's George Clooney, guys.
So that 36? Makes him, yeah.
Woo.
Getting close, actually.
Makes him 70, almost 80. He'll be 80 in 2 years.
80, yeah, 90, it's all the
yeah,
same
he'll be
at this 78
point. This year, yeah.
When you're our age, 80 and 90 is the same thing. They're just driving slow in my way, whether they're 80 or 90.
Please don't be ageist. Nobody wants to hear that you hate old
people. He probably is already getting that old person smell, too.
A bridge too far.
We probably have, like, one
three
grandparent
days of the condor?
Who might be over-listening at this moment.
Holy cow.
3 days of the condor. Yeah, that
should
have totally
been
mentioned.
Jeremiah Johnson. I mean,
obviously.
He is Jeremiah Johnson. So wait, how did this? Oh, that's right. Your wife thinks that Robert Redford's a bad actor, even though he's been in some of the.
But we're not going on that because I don't want y'all to start.
I would just compare him to Jessica Biel.
Never mind. It already started.
That's all.
That will not stand.
That is a.
I was ready to be done with it.
That was
unchecked aggression against Robert Redford will not stand.
That was a mute-worthy offense. I'm going to have to say on that one.
Can you please unplug her microphone?
I think that's probably
saying,
what she was going
for. You know, she can act if she has a good director, but other than that, she's just flat.
Aaron,
nope.
You're out of your element. You're like a child.
First of all, when has she acted well?
Idle Hands.
What?
Let me state the question again. That's Jessica Alba.
That's Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Jessica Biel.
The other Jessica.
And I'm going to say it again.
Forgettable.
When has she acted well? And by the way, Jessica Alba sucks, too, and she was terrible in that one.
She did exactly what she needed to in that
The
movie.
Illusionist?
My comment.
That was the best horrible movie. And
The Illusionist?
She was terrible in it.
She wasn't very good in it, but that movie wasn't terrible.
We actually fast-forwarded that because it was horrible. There are people who like The Prestige and people who like The Illusionist.
It's okay to like both of them.
No, I like The Prestige more than The Illusionist.
See, there you go.
Is it just because they came out the same year? Is that why you can't like both of them?
Yeah.
No, it's because it's seriously, you either, most people, I won't say everybody, most people are either like, oh, The Illusionist, or most people are like, oh, The Prestige. And
is
then
it just because they came out within a couple months of each other? Is that what it is?
I'm guessing.
Well, yeah. It's like watching Twister or Cyclone. You got to make a choice.
Wait, what is this cyclone you speak of?
There's a correct one. In a
it's like watching.
Are you saying
it's like watching Killer Croc
versus
Megashark.
I can only like Deep Impact or Armageddon, or I can only like Volcano or Dante's Peak?
Yes,
that's true.
Okay, because I'm naming all bad movies now. Okay, so how about I can only like The Natural or Bull Durham? That's
not the same year.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, none of these things are the same year. I'm just saying, like, just because the other ones were pretty close. I know, which is kind of depressing. We went through that disaster phase for
where
quite a
every
while.
Studio was like, they're doing a movie with something like
I'm
that.
I'm
going to
be
we
totally honest with you. I saw Volcano in the theater. Don't know why. Remember seeing it.
Did you get
a
refund?
No.
I did.
I mean,
it wasn't
at
that
the time,
bad.
It was enjoyable. It's watchable. It's not watchable more than once. I can honestly say, though, have never seen Dante Speak.
Really? Okay.
That one's got Pierce Brosnan.
I know. Never seen
it. I was going to say, here's the question.
I managed to see a couple of them. Like, I saw Armageddon and enjoyed it. It doesn't hold up well. Have tried to watch it since then. Never saw Deep Impact. And I think it was just like I saw a couple of the first ones that come out and then was just like, I'm done with the whole
Deep Impact
thing.
Was much better, I think, because Armageddon was super sentimental, and I hate sentimental movies. I hate
But Armageddon
them.
Is Steve Buscemi.
Deep Impact wasn't sentimental.
We're just going to start a list.
I'm sorry.
We're going to post up here on the wall, and every time mid-podcast, Aaron utters the words, I hate blank, we add it to the list.
I don't have the wall space for that.
I know. No, I don't like Armageddon either. I mean, it's have since passed into like, you. It goes like you watch it, and you're like, oh, that was fun, that was good. And then you watch it a couple more times, you're fine. Years pass, and it passes into like nostalgia. And then you just see, you know what, I'm going to watch Armageddon. And you're like, you get about 20 minutes in, you're like, oh, God, why did I do this?
You got to get to see Buscemi. He makes everything better.
Just wanted to have some power to my legs.
First of all, Deep Impact. Better written, better, like, plot-driven movie. Armageddon, more fun.
Yeah.
They land two space shuttles on an asteroid.
Yes.
With a nuclear weapon.
That's awesome. More fun, yes.
So you prefer it because you were a stupid little kid when you saw it for the first time.
I don't know what Aaron's
I will say, like, if we're going to talk about terrible disaster movies, I will tell you one.
Volcano,
that
you already brought it up. I mean, they stopped the lava with concrete.
With concrete.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
Because then it just
melted through the ground.
Exactly.
Into the sewer.
Exactly. What? And then they used a skyscraper to make it go into the ocean, which is totally plausible.
Totally plausible.
Just as plausible as
skyscrapers made out of
what's
glass?
Her name being a scientist, you know. So
Who, Jessica Biel?
Tay Leone.
Who was the...
Tay Leone was the scientist in Deep Impact.
Oh, I'm talking about Volcano.
He hasn't seen Deep
Anne
Impact.
Anne Heche is the romantic interest slash scientist. And Don Cheadle is like the sidekick. And anyway,
Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, obviously, Tommy Lee Jones is the hero.
The University of Texas security person who saves the cheerleaders. Oh, wait, wrong. Terrible Tommy Lee Jones movie. You want to talk about an actor who's done great movies and...
He's a little all over the place. Yeah, but he's done really, really.
What was it called?
Movies.
Was it Man of the House? Is that what it was called? The cheerleader.
I think so.
One?
Yeah.
And then, not to mention Volcano. Have we brought up Volcano?
No.
That
anyway,
is
we're
the
going
worst.
Back to, we're talking we're
worst
going
disaster
back to
movies.
Disaster movies, but not worst ones, but ones that you saw the trailer for, you saw the cast for, and you heard the premise for it. And you're like, this is going to be the worst movie I've ever seen. And then you went and tried to hate watch it, be like, I don't want to. And you're like, God damn it, that was way better than it had any right to be.
Before you name it, he has something super specific in mind right now.
Yeah.
I know he does. Okay.
The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh,
I wanted to hate that movie. I know what I'm saying. I wanted to hate that movie so much, and it was so not as bad as it should have been. It's really kind of good.
Yeah.
Like, the premise and the science is ridiculous, but it's really fun.
Right. It's and really it's burned a really, really good South Park spoof.
the day after tomorrow.
2 days before
coming
the
right
day after
us.
Tomorrow. Yeah,
that's coming right for us.
It was really good. And they got, I mean, and then you saw that you're like, oh, Quaid's gonna be in it, and who else is what?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't want to see this.
I do have to say though, like,
things are freezing, and what's her name? Emily Rossum, who I love.
Emmy Rossum. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Does anyone else watch Shameless?
No.
It's really good. It's a TV show with her on
and William
Showtime?
H. Macy.
With William H. Macy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That is that same girl, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
She was also in
Phantom
of the Opera with
the Opera,
some
yeah.
Gerard Butler.
Didn't see that
and
one.
And Minnie Driver. It was a really good one, actually. I thought it was really good. She did a fantastic job in it. And then she did The Day After Tomorrow.
This is the first time I ever
and
heard this song.
And then she did... What was the movie that I bashed her at the beginning of the review like crazy on? She was just terrible in something she did recently. Phantom of the Opera, great. Day After Tomorrow, I mean, she was just there. And then she was in Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that movie.
I didn't need to see that one, I don't think.
I've got an honest trailer for it.
Oh, no, thank you.
No. Well Aaron's back to Plants vs. Zombies, so we might get some break in between the arguing.
Should we talk video games then? I don't know. I've got nothing really to talk about. Other than the fact that companies have gone away from multiplayer on one system. Like, you can't buy a game and then play with four friends in your bedroom and like in your living room anymore.
That's because a lot of dedicated gamers don't have friends at their house. They're dating their operating system.
Oh. Her reference?
Yes. God, I just remember spending like hours. And I mean hours in the sense that, like, I would go over to a friend's house on, like, you know, a Saturday afternoon and come stumbling out of his basement, like, on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Having not slept because we were sitting there in the basement with all the lights off playing 64. And our rotation over at Mark's house was lots and lots of GoldenEye.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interspersed, so you had to break up the monotony a little bit with Duke Nukem 3D.
Conkers.
What's that?
Yeah, Conker's Bad Fur Day. The multiplayer on that was phenomenal.
No. It was all first person. So, Duke Nukem 3D for multiplayer.
Conker's first person.
No.
Is it third person?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one that not a lot of people remember: Turok 2: Seeds of Evil.
Yes.
And Turok 2: Seeds of Evil multiplayer for three reasons. Number one, you could be a dinosaur.
Right.
And that was awesome.
Yes.
Reason number two: there was a weapon in the game called the Cerebral Boar. That you would point at someone and it would lock onto their head and fly across the room, latch onto their brain, and drill holes into their head. And reason number three, it had a game mode, and it was the only game mode we played. We wouldn't just play kill, what do you call it? I'm trying to think of the word where you just...
Deathmatch.
Deathmatch. We wouldn't just play deathmatch. There was a made it called Frag Tag, where one random person in the game would be turned into a tiny monkey with very little life who was super fast and run around and try to stay alive as long as possible. And you would try and kill him, and he made crazy monkey sounds. And if you cerebral bored him, he would sit there and, like, seizure and make crazy monkey sounds. It was awesome.
Okay. I'm down for that.
Anyway, but, he's right. Like you say, like, gamers don't have friends, but no, we would spend, like, uncomfortable amounts of time, and later on it became Perfect Dark. I remember we spent a lot of time in my basement playing Perfect Dark.
I didn't play that much, and I know everybody, especially
it was
when it first
super good.
Well, because it was the same engine as 007,
with the
but
Xbox
just,
360 too, and I was kind of like,
it was with more maps and crazy. You had and the weapons were always fun. Like you could get really good strategies. The problem was the screen watching became a real thing. A real serious thing because there was a weapon in it. Every weapon had a secondary mode, so you had like the Cyclone, which would like a semi-auto, like one-handed weapon, and it did dual wielding a lot too.
Right.
But then the secondary mode was empty the clip. You did one button, it would just empty the clip at the person. They had the laptop gun, which was a gun, or then secondary mode was it turned into a sentry. And then there was the long sight, which was a sniper rifle that would had a X-ray vision and would shoot through walls. But the best one was a rocket launcher called the Dragon. Where you could just shoot a missile, but then the secondary mode was fly-by-wire, and you would shoot the missile and then take actual control of it and fly it. But I would get to know the map so well as I would just go hide in a corner somewhere, look at my friend's map, see where he was at, fire a missile, and then just take it down all the pathways and stuff like that. And he would turn a corner and just see it coming, like, oh, shit. And, and then you would pull the trigger and make it blow up and kill him.
Yeah.
It was more fun than proximity mines, and nothing's more fun than proximity mines.
Well, you just said it was more fun. Yeah. Never mind. Well,
there was a weapon. There was a weapon in the game, though, that its secondary, it was a machine gun, that its secondary mode was proximity mine, and you could pick it up and then drop it back down the ground, and it looked like a gun you could just go pick up, but then if you tried to pick it up, it would blow up and kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Gotta love Perfect
Great
Dark.
Great game.
Perfect Dark was awesome.
Great game. But yeah, these are the things that you can't do anymore. So, and what kind of brought this up the other day, my wife and I were going to Best Buy. We're going to get a game. She's like, oh, let's get a game we could both play. So we're kind of just digging around, looking through everything, and you pick them up on the back of the game now, and it shows you, you know, the two sets of controllers and like, how many people can play on your system and how many people can play online. And it's always, your system's always one. I don't care what the game is. Little Big Planet karting. So a game that they're trying to redo Mario Kart 64. Single player.
Nah, are
unless
sure?
you're playing network.
Are you
In
sure?
In which case, then you can play multiple
players.
Because
we own that game.
Yeah. Have you ever played it with anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to play it all together.
Not online.
Well, not online.
Yeah,
we'd have to play it.
Local. On the box, it says one player.
Was that like a Game of the Year edition or a re-release? Because we bought it like originally when it first came out, and then we all played it together.
I don't think you did.
I think we did.
I don't remember playing it.
Little Big Planet 2, multiplayer games, those you can do. But a game like Mario Kart 64, there's not a game out there that you can play like that right now.
Well,
that I found it's super frustrating.
Well, then just well, there is.
I mean, I hook up my Wii.
There is.
And
you
I play
buy a
Mario
Wii, or
Kart,
you buy
right,
a Wii U.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like because you're talking about Mario Kart, a Nintendo game. Like you buy the the two new Nintendo systems, and you can play tons of games with lots of people around.
Silly me wants something in HD. I don't know. You know.
Then get the Wii U.
No, I won't do it.
Well, then stop complaining.
No. We'll complain.
And then get Mario Party. And then you know, let me know if you need somewhere to crash when you guys get a divorce.
That's why we don't do that.
God, I love Mario Party.
They still do. They have one out for the Wii U.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
They always make one of those games. I remember. I can't tell you how many controllers we had to replace at my house. 64 controllers for playing Mario Party and doing all the crazy things you do with that joystick to make things go fast. Yeah. And then they'd give out that stupid goddamn superstar to the guy who didn't do anything the whole game. God, I hate that game. I love it so much.
I was kind of. Going along the lines with that, and I know the pad only has two spots, but I'm like, you should be able to hook up a second pad. Like, why doesn't Disney's Infinity have like four player? Like, you buy all these characters that I have sitting on the shelf, and I can play two characters.
Yeah.
And even worse, like I didn't realize this till after I bought all the characters. Like, you can only play with those characters in the toy box if you're playing that game. Like,
well,
the
you
Toy
can,
Story
you
game.
You can play the open world one, or they can only play in their own
exactly
play
in their
world.
Game. So it's like, well, I'm playing the Toy Story game. I want to use any of the characters I have on the shelf.
Yeah,
I can use Sully.
I used to have to explain that to a lot of customers. Like, don't you know? You can't just buy this and then buy that character. If you want to play that character, you have to buy this box set over here or whatever. So,
although
there are certain characters who can jump around wherever they want, like Jack Skellington. I don't think there's a play world for. Nightmare Before Christmas is there.
That would be a scary play world.
That'd be awesome.
I'll be at the
but yeah, like if you buy
is,
the Cars, if you
want
to buy
fun.
Like the standalone Cars character, you need to buy the Cars set that has the trophy that lets you play the Cars car world, or you can only play with them in the toy box or whatever that's called the open world.
But. Yeah, the toy box, which it's more fun because you can build this world and you can just drop villains in there if you want to and overload it.
It's a clever idea because I mean, up until this came out, you know. Skylanders was taking over the world.
Dominating.
Like, you couldn't get a hold of some of those characters. And now they've, like, and they kept coming up with a new game so that you had to buy a new game to play with the new characters, and people are loving it. But it was set in the Spyro world, so no one knew who half
any
the characters
of those
were.
And
then
they're
just coming up with new ones. And then Disney's like, well, we own the rights to everything ever that anyone would ever like, so we'll just make this game. Because wait till they start making, like, Marvel character figurines
for this. And Star Wars.
And it's game over in Star Wars.
Oh.
Wait till Darth,
Wait till
Darth Vader and Magneto are fighting each other, and shit's going to get real.
That does sound pretty exciting.
I'd pay for that game.
Wait, this. I think we got a new game idea from
Disney.
Well,
I'm just waiting for them because I've missed... I mean, there's been one ever, and it was terrible, but there's never really been a Star Wars fighting game. Although, Starkiller and...
Soul Calibur...
I'm saying one of the Soul Calibers, you could be
Darth Vader or
Yoda or Starkiller,
depending
on which
the
version of it
you
buy. Or then you could buy the downloadable character on it. But there's never been like a Star Wars fighting game. But I'm just waiting for the day. But there's been tons of, like, you know, Marvel ones or X-Men one, like Children of the Atom. And you've had, like, Capcom versus Marvel. I'm waiting for the video game to come out that's, you know, Star Wars versus
Marvel
or something
this
like
that.
This
sounds awesome.
And I can be, you know... Mara Jade and Darth Vader versus...
The problem is it'll only be one player on your local.
Right, exactly. You'll have to play it online to play against anybody else.
Boba Fett versus Deadpool.
Yes. I'm sold right there.
So you'd have to buy... So what I'm saying is when I buy my PS4 shortly, I'm going to have to buy my wife a PS4 so we can hook them up separately, both go online at the same time, and then play... actually at the same time.
And you say that, I try to think about it, and I remember, like, after I came to college, we would, like, me and my, because I used to live with four other guys, and the five of us would get on and play Halo together, but we would all go to our own rooms.
LAN party,
And play from our one house, yelling at each other through the hallways.
Right.
Like, yeah. I miss having everyone in one room, but yeah. Plus, you have to have your own gamer tag, too, because if you play in the same room, then you're both, like, you're the party member of whoever you're.
Right.
I don't want to be my friend's name. His gamer tag is stupid.
Would be
I want
like
my own name.
His gamer tag with an underscore.
With like
one.
One. Number two.
Right.
Number two.
Or one in parentheses or two in parentheses. Yeah. You always knew, oh, he's got somebody. They would, when we played Halo, like, hardcore in the dorms back in the college days, and we'd stay up all night playing. And that's how some of the teams, because there was always those groups of people from the rooms or the wings of the dorm they were in. There were always those, and you'd always be like, "Yeah, we don't want to play with those guys." So, like, it got to the point to where some people would start disguising it by just going to somebody else's Xbox and, like, just being their guest or whatever.
Right, because they were too good.
Yeah, like, so you'd be like, so Matt, this guy named Matt, who was still to stay in contact with, but his name was Dragon, and, like, nobody wanted to play with Dragon, and he had his friend Just Run. His name was Courtney, and it's like when Dragon Just Run showed up, we'd be like, oh, there's too many guys. We're going to a different game. And so but they were in the same wing as, like, a couple of these other guys. So it got to the point where you'd start every once in a while, you'd see, like, I don't even remember their names, but, like, person one and then person two in parentheses, like, person. And you'd be like, and then they'd just be tearing you up, be like, what's going on? And then you'd go down that hall and you'd be, oh, it turns out Matt's kicking our butt anyways. So like,
that's my old roommate Heath, who, when we would play in the dorms, my dorm, granted, this is, God, a long time ago, it was mostly PC gaming, like LAN parties throughout the dorms, because they all on the same network, and we would do a lot of, like,
Counter-Strike.
Yeah. And there was also still a lot
Unreal
of, like, Age of Empires and a lot of RTS, a lot of Age of Empires, Warcraft 3, but mostly Counter-Strike, and then one of the, was it 1942? Like, war game, like, a lot of first-person.
Battlefield 1942.
There you go, Battlefield 1942. Games like that. And my roommate Heath, who I went to high school with, like, we were friends together, he had always been amazing. Like, when we were in high school, we'd play, like, Quake Arena, and he would just dominate people. He was always really good at first-person shooters on the computer. It was one of his many talents, but he was amazing at that. And I remember his call sign on the game was always Predator, and it did, without fail, any time a LAN party would start, about two or three matches in, someone would come out in the hallway and just scream at the top of their lines, "Who the fuck is Predator?" as loud as they could, and just lose their mind.
Yeah, those
so much fun.
Sounds like some memories from our dorms as well. Whenever the new people would show up.
We have a new game reviewer on Project Nerd who was one of those guys who was so good that people would run away.
No, he was, we used to call him Phil, who is just, his first review will be up by the time this podcast goes up. He was called Two Aces. I think that's still his login name, but call them two pistols, because in Halo with the pistols, like, he just shoots you from across the map with the pistols, and you'd just be so annoyed. So we'd play games.
With the kill cam from, yeah, like, oh, how did you do that from all the way over there? Yeah, this so is
like,
ridiculous.
That's, like, that's bull crap. You can't even shoot that far with a sniper rifle. How are you killing us with the
right,
pistol?
Yeah.
And so we'd play games, like, he would be so angry because we would get control of the games and just, you know, turn out the pistols off as the secondary gun. So there'd be, like, one pistol on the map that you'd have to go find, and everybody'd just be like, just go get the pistol.
Somebody
keep it away from
the pistol,
him.
Stay
so,
alive.
Yeah. That one, and then we used to love, gosh, that was Halo, was that Halo 2, played Rockets in, I believe the map was called, like, Charon or something like that, the Portal World, mm-hmm, with the yeah. Rockets. Oh, that one was just brutal, because, like, you just go through and just bam, like, you just die, and everybody hated that one. That was my jam, though. I love the Rockets, because it was the easy kill.
Yeah. Easy mode.
So, all right, we're going to have to call it a wraps on the Nerdcast. So we'll come back for episode 3 next week. And then we're also going to introduce
Revenge of the Nerdcast. Are we going to start naming the individual episodes too?
Well, we did. We named the first one. We're doing Scrubs names, though. We called it our New Year's resolutions. This one will probably be our nostalgia factor or something. Or our
yelling at each other.
Our siblings of the podcast fighting. I don't know. Something like that. We'll think of something.
Our friend who's always right and our friend who's always wrong.
I just can't believe Tyler even went there. I thought we'd already had that conversation before. And
sorry, it was on the page. It was on Wikipedia, yeah, and it had to happen.
All right. All right. We'll be back for episode 3, season 3, the search for season 2, just
yay,
to see Tyler's eyes roll.
All right, everybody.